The Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk, Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. And right here alongside each and every weekday morning is Kristen Hildebrand, and she's Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so we've talked everything mum.
Yes.
All right, everything mum. We're going to water them. We're going to mulch them. We're going to overwinter them. But before we do all that, we're going to create a fall display with them, correct?
Yes. My favorite part of this fall season is creating these displays.
All right, well, I'm going to turn you loose because your creativeness is if you've never worked with Kristen, her creativeness is unprecedented. But anyway, I'm going to turn you loose. Okay. Let's talk about creating that perfect fall display.
Yeah, so a couple of things that I like to do whenever I'm decorating the house for the fall season is there's just a lot of really nice colors with the fall. You know, there's oranges, there's reds, there's yellows, there's even some purples that work really good with some of our plaids. Seems like buffalo plaid seems to be my favorite right now. But, you know, all those things have some nice color to it, so whenever you're trying to make your home look nice, especially if you just want to have it looking nice for your family, and just every time you see it, it makes just a smile to your face, I think that's worth it. But those colors paired with a lot of the products that you can find right now in season will help go a long way. And then the other point I want to bring up is there's probably some things around your home that you can collect as well to make it even better, a better fall display. So the colors I talked about, you might want to pull out with those colors maybe some different ribbons and things like that based on what you have. You know, the different products, we talked about mums this week, but there's a lot of other things that you can find in season. Indian corn is really good, Chris, for giving you some height to your arrangement. I really enjoy it because it's also kind of rustic too, because, you know, it's kind of like exfoliating bark that you might find on a tree. It just kind of gives you some brown, and it also, when the wind hits it, it kind of rustles too, so it's giving you a little bit of some other enjoyment that way. So that's a product that you can find that will give you some height to your arrangement. Another filler that I like to talk about, especially with containers, we've got something that's tall and we've got some mums to give us some height, but some filler that you can find right now is some ornamental gourds and also some pumpkins. So, and there's a lot of different interests with a lot of those things as well. You can have some that are different colors, some of them that stack, some of them that's got little warty things all over them. So you can get really creative, especially with the textures that those will actually give you, and then also the color point as well. So just kind of shop around, see what you've got, or see what you'd like to have. But the thing I want to bring up, Chris, is that you can always find different things to elevate on that's around your house. And so, you know, if you're thinking about creating a display, you know, you've got the ground level, you've got some height that you can get. But sometimes it's always nice to have some pedestals or things to kind of prop things on. So if you've got some steps, maybe an old pair of steps that you might have used for, you know, climbing up into a combine, or maybe even climbing up into the bed of the truck if it was really high up, that might be something that you could use to create that perfect stair step that you're looking for, that is really easy for people to look at and enjoy, and you can see that all the multiple levels. So kind of look around for those type things, not only steps, but a lot of times people will take old chairs and tear the bottoms out of it, and that also is something that's kind of cool. And then wheelbarrows are fun, because if you got something next to the road, then you can put that out there. You don't have to really worry about you know, it blowing away or anything like that, because it's going to be pretty heavy to the ground. But that's also pretty cool for your fall displays too. And then something else that's also great for this time of year is hay bales. That's a lot of fun, and too, it looks really pretty with all those different colors. So just experiment with some of those. I do want to mention the color aspect. You know, a lot of times people might just want to use maybe one color for massive impact. Some people might want to use two colors that complement each other. So I mentioned earlier in the week, yellow and purple are opposite on the color wheel, so those would provide a lot more impact. But if you've got a lot of green, say if you're doing something outside next to the road and there's a lot of green, you might want to use maybe some pinks, some whites, some other colors that'll give you some better interest that way. So there's just a lot of possibilities this time of year with creating an autumn fall display. And I hope you found this segment interesting and useful. If you've got any photos where you've used some of this advice, make sure to send it our way. You can also post it on our Get the Scoop radio show Facebook page.
All right, folks, so get out there this weekend and let's work on our fall display, correct?
Yes.
All right. Folks, we invite you back each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy Dye and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1. Did. Want to look at next week?
Yes.
Okay. We got Agstaff
on
Wednesday. But I've got Craig Wood at 1 o'clock. Did he say we're not having one at 1 o'clock?
I don't have that written down. This is for the 8th, right?
Yep.
I don't have that written down, but Joanna's got it all the time for each of those.
Yeah, me too. Or maybe that's the thing.
Do you want to try to do it on a different day? Or
do you want to try to go for Wednesday and next? Well, I mean, that don't make any difference.
Thursday
is out for me 100%.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with doing it on Wednesday. I know you said that they start live at what time here for their afternoon show?
3 o'clock, I think.
Because, you know, we'll have... I don't know what specifically is on the agenda, but, you know, we'll eat lunch after we get done. And then if we have to be back by 1, it kind of cuts it close.
Yeah, we can't. We just got to find out. If Craig Wood's having his meeting at 1, there's no way we can do it Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Thursday's out for me. So may have to do it, like, either Monday or Friday.
Okay.
And Monday's out because we're off Monday.
Yeah.
I've got Friday. Okay, let's shoot.
I'm just afraid to do it Tuesday because, you know how it seems like people have labored over the weekend and
I know Tuesday could be busy.
Yes.
All right, so let's think about Friday at 11 then.
Friday at 11.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that'll be great.
Now, if we can get it in Wednesday, I'd love to get it in Wednesday.
Okay, well I'll just put it here.
But I don't know that we're gonna get it in Wednesday. GTS.
I'm just going to put a little question mark by it for Wednesday to help serve as a reminder for me.
And I'll have 3.
Yeah, and I'll have 2.
Okay.
I'll put it on both.
You want to do that at 11 then?
On Friday. Yeah.
I would really like to do it at 11. I'd really rather do it at 11.
Yeah, that way we can get out of here. Get done.
Yeah, I mean, I really would rather do that. Did it 11.
Do you want to do the next week real quick?
Yeah, hold on a minute. I did 11 p.m., so we got to go back and do something different here.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
Okay. Yeah, I can look at the next week.
That next week looks pretty open.
Okay, the 14th is out. We're taping that day. The 15th, I got to go to Elizabethtown.
Okay.
And... I could do next week is crazy. I could do no, I can't. I can't do Thursday. I got to rinse and return that day. That next week would either I would either have to do Monday or Friday.
Okay.
What are you looking like that next week?
What would you rather do? I'm open, so you just tell me. If you've got a crazy week, I'll let you.
I do have a crazy week.
Would you rather just knock it out first thing Monday?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, do you want to do it at 11 or 1?
Doesn't make any difference. I call the date, you call the time. Would you rather do it at 1?
Can we do it at 1 just because it's a Monday?
Okay.
Because sometimes at the beginning of the week, it's kind of crazy for me.
Right. That's not what I wanted. So we're doing it on the 13th, 1 o'clock, p.m., and there we got. And I got 2.
Okay.
Okay.
By mine.
Okay. All right.
That next week is kind of crazy for me do you have the 23rd open?
Yes, I do have the 23rd.
Can I put it down? Really
crazy, do you want to do 10 on the 13th? But I'd rather do the 23rd's fine.
I'll just go ahead and do the 23rd then. And you want to do it at 11 or 1?
11's fine with me if that's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
And I've got...
I'm helping with, like, we got our cut flower thing on Monday, and then we've got our staff, and I've got a tape with Christy, and then on the 22nd, we've got our Soakie Marketplace stuff.
Okay.
So I'd rather do it on the 23rd, and then I'll have two that week.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
It's fine.
Do you want to schedule that last week?
We need to do 10 that last week.
Yeah. Okay, because you're going to be gone.
Because I'm going to be gone.
I'm going to be taking some time, too.
Okay, so I'm fine that week.
I can do the 29th.
Let's just plan on doing the 29th.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
So we'll do 10. So we'll do 5. Okay.
Okay. And we're doing 11?
11, yeah. I like 11.
I do too.
That way, you know, it's kind of before lunch. And
okay, so that'll... Excuse me. And that'll work. Okay. So we're scheduled for the rest.
Yes. I appreciate you sending me that note about that guy, about wanting to come by and look at the...
Yeah.
We're trying to do... I don't know the exact date yet, and that might be when that guy would want to come, but we're going to try to do some, like, butterfly garden tours, and I know butterfly gardening would probably catch more flies, because if you put out Monarch Way Station, some people don't know what that is, so it's like...
But he did. I mean, I don't know, but he did.
Yeah. True. So. Okay. That's a good-looking flyer. Did y'all do that, or...? Maggie did that?
Yep. Well, she sent it. I assume she did it.
Yeah.
I assume she did.
She did a good job with it. I didn't know who did it for you, but now that you brought that back up, I remember Joanna saying, well, we'll get the flyer for you.
As far as I know, she did.
Yeah, she's good about the flyers and stuff.
Okay. I had to email her back. The form she sent it with, I couldn't do anything with. And so I asked her if she could just send it to me in a PDF, and
I forgot to. Do you have those notes of mine from? I'll give it to Greg, because I didn't print it. I've got this one ready. I just don't have. Yeah. Let's see. Wednesday, and that will be September the 8th. Thursday. The sleep store.
The medical supply place for my sleep apnea.
Oh, okay. You got to get some things.
Well, they jerking me around a little bit, so I got to get
out of here. Yeah.
Grant's got one, doesn't
he? He does. And my sister, actually, I think they're testing her for sleep apnea. So
okay.
She's going to have one. Greg, I laid our notes over there,
okay.
So that way you have it for the podcast titles.
Yeah.
And stuff, and
alrighty.
Hopefully everything is self-explanatory.
No problem.
Not just holler at me.